Hi, Ayosh is here with Carl Hagerman of Ayosh's Sports Grounds and Events Group. And Carl's been involved with the health and safety around the London 12 Olympic Games, in particular the health and safety around the Olympic Park. So, Carl, what are the challenges faced by health and safety practitioners with a Games like this?
Okay. Well, the Games have been organised for the last 5 years at least, and obviously the planning stages have been going on for many years previous to this. But at the moment now, with just over a week to go, the pressure is immense on actually getting everything ready for the opening day. So our challenges now is actually, as the intensity and the dynamism actually comes into actually getting everything completed, to make sure that health and safety is actually goes and follows that intensity, so that we still have safe sites while actually pressure is building.
So can you tell us a little bit about your role around the Olympics?
Yes, I'm health and safety advisor to the Common Domain, which is, we have various venues in the Olympic Park, such as the Olympic Stadium, we've got the Velodrome, we've got the Aquatic Centre, but the concourse between all of the venues is called the Common Domain, and actually that's part that we're actually looking after and making sure that that area as well, which includes a fast-flowing river, is actually safe, A, for contractors, vehicle moving pedestrians and spectators once the park's fully open.
I was going to ask you, what are your challenges at the moment? What are you facing?
One of the main practical challenges, again, I'm speaking to you now a week before the Games open, and we've got a phased removal of pedestrian and vehicle segregation, because all of those many, many hundreds of barriers have to be removed. And at the moment, we've got safe habits of form between pedestrians and contractors being used to pedestrian access and the vehicles being segregated. These have to be removed now, and now we have a communication issue with both sides, contractors and pedestrians, to make sure that the site is becoming more and more dangerous as the phased removal happens, and we make sure that people are more aware, they look up, they don't look down anymore, and they keep their eyes out for vehicles, and the drivers actually keep their eyes out for pedestrians.
Fantastic. And one final question. Legacy is a bit of a buzzword around the Olympics, what the Olympics leaves behind. What have you learned, what has health and safety learned, the industry learned from the Olympic Games?
Well, I mean, from the past safety record of the build phase of the Olympic Park at the moment, I think we've got a fantastic safety record, and it just shows that with practical application of health and safety procedures, making sure that health and safety is a culture, not a bolt-on, that we can achieve the most fantastic event, the most fantastic build that the UK has got on offer, undertaken and delivered safely.
Thanks.